Deciding to get back together with someone is a complicated and difficult decision. Just remember that the person you are getting back together with is the same person who not long before looked you in your beautiful face, took full stock of you and all of your qualities, and told you that he was no longer in need of your company. If aliens haven't recently abducted your beloved and switched his brain for the brain of a guy who's really into you, please consider the option that the bum maybe just got a little bit lonely.
The "but I'm so damn nice" excuse.
Dear Greg, my boyfriend and I broke up a week ago. He broke up with me. He's going out of town to see his mother, who's having an operation, and I volunteered to take care of his two cats, who I love. He accepted. I think he was really impressed and touched that I'm handling it so well. My friends think I'm a wimp, but I think they're being small. We'd been together for 3 years. It's not like I'm suddenly not going to care about him or his cats, who are adorable. Signed, Dana.
Dear cat lady, don't even try it. I'm on to you. If he hasn't figured out how after 3 years that you're the woman that will make his life heaven right here on Earth, then a couple of tins of cat food aren't going to do the trick. So how about when he returns from helping his mother with her operation, you surgically remove him from your life? Hand over his house keys and the number of a pet boarding place that has the nicest ad in the Yellow Pages. Doing anything above and beyond those measures won't reinstate you as his girlfriend. It will make you his maid. XOXO, Greg. Don't confuse being classy with being a doormat. Classy is walking away with your head held high, graciously, and with dignity. Being a doormat is offering to drive him to the dentist for his root canal.
The "I do not accept his breakup" excuse.
Dear Greg, okay, so my music video boyfriend dumped me because he's an asshole. But now I have some of his stuff in my apartment, and I'm not going to give it back because I know he's going to change his mind, and I keep calling him and calling him to try to get him to change his mind, which I know he will, because I know he really does love me, and he doesn't mean this, but all he wants is his stupid Palm Pilot back. A guy doesn't say all the nice things he said to me and take me to all the cool parties he took me to and introduce me to all his cool friends and then just suddenly change his mind. People don't just totally like someone one day and then wake up and not want to be with them the next. I'm so completely devastated because I really loved him. You might not believe me, Greg, but I really did love him and I loved being with him, and now I can't even get out of bed because I've been crying so much. He's just in a bad mood and I'm not going to believe him. Signed, Nikki.
Dear Nikki, I'm sorry you got dumped. Can't say I didn't see it coming, but now is not the time to gloat. What you need to do immediately is turn down the psychotic. Calling him incessantly and holding his stuff for ransom is really no way to win a man back. In fact, that's the best way to elicit the "what did I ever see in that psycho bitch" response. Whatever happened to that super confident, strong-willed woman? Has she been reduced to a groveling lunatic? No, she hasn't, so cut it out, Nikki. Sometimes people change their minds. Sometimes they meet someone else. Sometimes they get sober. He was drinking excessively. And sometimes he was just a jerk who you are lucky to be rid of. Not that I'm judging. It doesn't matter, because you cannot change his mind. Oh, Nikki, please behave, because what will really haunt you later is not losing the excessive drinker who didn't ever want to get married and was too busy and self-important for you, but how you behaved during the breakup. I swear. With love, Greg. One simple rule, ladies. Always be classy. Never be crazy. Okay, actually it's two simple rules, but trust me, you will never be sad if you follow them. If for no other reason, it will ensure that you never have that awful memory of cutting his clothes in half or dumping his dog on the side of the road.
It's so simple.
A guy says he doesn't want to be with you. Sometimes that guy realizes he's made the biggest mistake of his life. And then sometimes he doesn't. Either way, your only job is to move on with your life and fast. He can always try and chase you down as you're running down the block. If he does, just remember it will sound like this. Let's get back together. Let's get into counseling. Let's try again. I miss you. I made a mistake. I want to be with you. Here's what it won't sound like. Will you walk my dog?